The following message was given by Raymond Goodlett on Wednesday, December 24th at Redemption Hill Church. For more information about the church, visit us online at www.redemptionhill.org.
Good evening, everybody, and Merry Christmas to all of you. If you can manage to do so, there are some Bibles in front of you in your seat. Go ahead and pull one out. Some of you will not be able to do that because your hands are full of blessings. But we're going to be in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 14 tonight. And just by a show of hands, how many of you either have traveled or will be traveling this Christmas? Yeah. Those of you who have a hand to indicate that, well done. Well, traveling and the holidays seem to go together quite a bit. And even in the first Christmas ever, traveling was part of the picture. And if you know anything about this kind of traveling, you know that it can also introduce a little bit of chaos and stress. That was certainly the case in the first Christmas ever. Let's go and remind ourselves again of what happened that night. I'll pray and then we'll read Luke chapter 2, verse 1 through 14. Father, this is a very familiar story for us, but I pray that you would help our hearts to recapture a little bit of the wonder of what happened that night and what it means for us from here on out. We ask this in Jesus' name, and everybody said,
Amen.
Amen. Now in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. And he went to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, everybody, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. Father, help us again to remember the real meaning of Christmas and help us to honor you in the way that we approach it. In Jesus' name, everybody said, Amen. I hope if you traveled, your traveling was not as stressful and chaotic as what we see happening with Mary and Joseph. And I hope your holidays have not been primarily marked by stress up to this point. But when we look at Mary and Joseph, 90 miles, that was the distance they were traveling from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And for you and me today, that's no big deal. We hop in the car, takes us maybe less than 2 hours, unless I'm driving and I take all kinds of scenic routes. But that 90 miles, no problem. But for Mary and Joseph, they were traveling on foot. Even if there was a donkey in the picture, and we're not 100% sure of that, maybe, but either way, they're traveling on foot. And when verse 5 says that Mary is with child, that could be the understatement of the year. Mary is very pregnant at this point. She is in the final days of her pregnancy. So you know they couldn't go very fast. Even if they went as fast as they could, I'll give them 15 miles a day. That's still a very long, uncomfortable 6-day trip on foot. That can cause a lot of stress. Think about this one as well. Mary was without question leaving some of her family and relatives behind as they went separate ways to get to where they needed to be for the census. Almost certainly, she was being separated from her mom right as the baby was about to be born. Now, couldn't that also cause a little bit of stress? Yeah, Yeah, all by itself, that could cause a bunch of stress. And imagine the traffic. Anybody ever traveled in a bunch of traffic? You ever driven up and down I-95? That can cause a lot of stress. Everybody was traveling at this time. Everyone was trying to get back to the right city to be counted in the census. This would have been at least 10 times worse than traveling up and down I-95 during the holidays. That can cause a great deal of stress. And if that wasn't bad enough, when they finally got to Bethlehem, they realized that all of the faster travelers had gotten there ahead of time and taken all the rooms. Get this. No room, no bed, no mom, no midwife, no doula, no doctor, no epidural. Just a bunch of smelly and probably very loud animals. I know we love the song Silent Night. I love it as well, but I don't know how silent it was that night. This was a very chaotic and stressful environment. And yet, in the midst of all the reasons for stress, in the midst of all the chaos, Mary and Joseph were the first two people to know the great joy announced by the angel to the shepherds in verse 10. Look at it again. The shepherd said, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people, and the reason for that great joy, despite all that was going on, is clear. I bring you good news of great joy, verse 11, because unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Jesus was the reason for their joy. And perhaps at this moment, the only reason for their joy. And yet that joy was full and real. And friends, even though there was no room for them in the inn, there was still room for this kind of Christmas joy in their hearts. I want to say to us tonight that that is possible for us as well. How does Christmas find you this year? What is going on in your own life, in your own mind, and in your own heart? You know, for some people, everything about Christmas falls into the happy column. And there's nothing wrong with that. Praise God if that's you. The time off of work, the family gatherings, all the songs, the decorations, the lights, the gifts, the cheesy Hallmark movies that all have the exact same plot. You know I'm right, and I love them. But they all have the same plot. Girl has very selfish boyfriend. Girl and selfish boyfriend break up. Girl meets much more handsome new boyfriend. They start dating. Everything's going well. Something jeopardizes that relationship. They get back together and they don't kiss until the end. Isn't that every Hallmark movie you've ever seen? And you're still going to watch 50 of them. And I'll be right there with you. For some people, that is Christmas. Of course, with Jesus. And it's the most wonderful time of the year. For some of us, though, and again, praise God for this and what he does through it, but for some of us, reasons for stress or sadness are what seem to rush to the front of the emotional line. Most of the time through no fault of our own. But sometimes it could be because of an Amazon splurge. Maybe some of the gifts you ordered just won't make it in time. And at least for you, that's a big deal and it's causing a bit of stress. Or it could be for something much more important. Maybe like Mary and Joseph, you've got a stressful trip ahead. And that could be either because of the preparations and the travel itself, or because of the people you'll meet on the other end of the trip. And maybe this is a difficult time for you emotionally because you've had a recent loss in your family. I know that that was certainly the case for me 12 years ago in 2013. My father passed away on December 17th that year. Just about a week before Christmas. And so Christmas was very different for us that year. But what I found at that time, and what I think we can all find, is that despite any and all of those things, the true joy of Christmas can still be ours if we would focus on Jesus, the true reason for our joy. Can you say amen? Amen. However Christmas finds you this year, that joy can be yours. Because true Christmas joy does not need ideal circumstances. And true Christmas joy is not tied to the presents that we wrap in colored paper and stick under the tree. True Christmas joy is found in the perfect gift that God wrapped in swaddling cloths that night and placed in a manger. Can you say amen? And friends, one day, God gave his son there at Christmas time, but one day, God's giving of his son would take its fullest and clearest expression on the cross, where Jesus would go and die for our sins so that we could be fully forgiven and so that we could know joy and peace eternal with God our Father through faith in Jesus Christ. And that's why true Christmas joy can not only find its way into the world at Christmas time, but it can find its way into our hearts and our lives right here, right now, tonight. As I invite the worship team to begin to make their way back up here to lead us in a time of celebrating the grace of God that came to us at Christmas time and that for many of us has come again through faith in Jesus Christ, I also want to invite the rest of us to reflect on what we just heard. Whatever Christmas has looked like up to this point, this is a time for us to remember that Jesus is the true reason for the season, and let that not just be a cliche. Reflect on what we've heard, the true meaning of Christmas. And then I also want to invite those of you who may not yet have welcomed Jesus into your own heart as your Lord and Savior. I want to invite you to change that tonight. Invite him into your life and realize that you can only do that because he's inviting you into his kingdom. And I want you to take a moment to just say to Lord, you came into the world as a Savior. Save me. Express that from a sincere heart, and he knows exactly what to do. And for the rest of us, let's join the worship team as we continue to celebrate the grace of God that appeared at Christmas time and is now ours through faith in Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you so much. Be honored and pleased with our worship. In Jesus' name, and everybody said,
you've been listening to a message by Raymond Goodlett, given at Redemption Hill Church in Richmond, Virginia. For more information on the church and to hear other messages, please visit us online at www.redemptionhill.org.